Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And today is, or was, tax day. It was tax day. Now, my father died on this date in 2002. I kind of always think that it's Dad's final F you to the government. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, our first responders, our doctors. That's where the COVID cases are going to. It's Shasta Regional, and they're just doing a great, great, great job. And so good morning to Ashley.
Good morning,
at the helm. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. Today is also Titanic Remembrance Day and Rubber Eraser Day and Glazed Spiral Ham Day.
Glazed Spiral Ham Day. Hey, you know,
I saw a meme.
And, okay, you know, I laugh at things. And this one was, if Trump had been captain of the Titanic, there's no icebergs. And then it went down from there. I want to talk about some of the things that I've been hearing, but I've got, you know, I've got great guests today. I may not be able to talk much at all, but what's the weather look like today?
So far we are at our low for the day, which is 52 degrees, and then we're going up to a high of 82 today. So I chose the wrong day in the week to wear my long sleeve shirt. But we have highs around 80 throughout the rest of the week. We have a little bit of a north wind today, same as yesterday, but tomorrow our winds are picking up with a north wind of 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. So if you have a choice between a high profile and low profile vehicle, maybe tomorrow pick the low profile.
There you go. Like some of us have choices. It doesn't make much of a difference. As my vehicle is probably the same as many people. I get 2 weeks to the gallon since we're not going to a lot of places.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the news is brought to you by, I'm sorry, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, their deliveries are going on. They are continuing to plug through and support their customers. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And yesterday, Chuck Kenny and Shasta Gas Propane delivered lunch to the Veterans Clinic. All the people in the Veterans Clinic, they were delivering pizzas yesterday. We put it on live on Facebook. And then today they're going to another branch of the clinic and delivering lunch to them. And then tomorrow a third branch of the Veterans Clinic. So a big shout out to Chuck Kenny and Shasta Gas Propane for helping our first responders out there. When I say our first responders, our medical crews out there. So thanks a lot, Chuck. Thanks a lot, Shasta Gas Propane. My co-host today is Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning.
And we are social distancing here in the studios, and we're sanitizing the places as we always do. And our first guest, how are you doing, Doug? How are you doing during this?
I'm just fine. We've been making sure every day we look up on the good side and find all that's positive about it.
You have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I like to hear from people that say, this is what I'm doing mm-hmm. during this the quarantine time, because people are starting to get things done. People are starting to find superpowers for the quarantine, too.
Well, my wife has pulled out her collection of honey-do lists, which I've had an enormous number of different excuses or delay processes over the years, as many husbands do. And all of a sudden, the coronavirus has taken those all off the table. I have no issues. So anyway, a lot's getting done around our house. Including our garage, and I put up a new doorbell, and on it goes. But it's been fun.
Well, see, that's my quarantine superpower. I still have the ability to not do those jobs that have been, you know, listed out there for years, because I've always said I haven't had enough time. My quarantine superpower is I still don't do those.
So, hey, we're here with Robert Burke.
That's Wednesday.
I had to
bump you last week. You're such a good guy. And because we had, you know, we had doctors, we had everybody coming in here. But, you know, somebody called me the other day and said, hey, Carl, you know, you're getting a lot of great information out. But there's all, you know, there's things we need to share with our community. You know, more on things that are going on, you know, things you can see.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though that you're, you know, even if you're quarantined, there's things you can do. And Robert is kind of our link to the streaming side and to movies and TV shows. And he's just been, he comes in and gives us movies to watch that you probably wouldn't ever think of, but they're really great movies. So welcome. And
thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm a little tired.
You're not out there congregating with your friends.
Oh, no.
No.
A lot of dumb people I know are, but no, I'm not doing so.
I've heard Robert's reviews for quite a while. Never met him until today, so I'm anxiously awaiting his summary here.
So start it off, young man.
So a pretty significant piece of news this week is that Best Picture winner from last year, Parasite, is now streaming on Hulu. So if you did not get a chance to go out and check out Parasite, that's definitely one you want to go see. Also significantly, it's a very dumb movie and it's very small, but Trolls World Tour, the sequel to Trolls, released on digital on Friday, which is pretty significant because it's the first movie that was originally slated for the movie theater that moved to digital ever. It's basically unprecedented territories. And based off of its opening weekend, it made $30 million. Around $30 million on its opening weekend, purely based off of digital sales.
Wow.
And it's a pretty good number considering Avengers Endgame, you know, the biggest movie of all time. I think on its first week of streaming, it made $30 million from streaming sales. So the fact that Trolls World Tour made that much, it's not as much as the first one, the first Trolls, which made 46. So it's definitely down from that, but it's pretty significant that a movie like that came out of the gate and made as much as it did on streaming, but it kind of goes to the argument that, you know, streaming will never make you as much money as the movie theaters do.
As of right now.
Well,
as of right
now.
You
can never say never on this because our world is changing dramatically right now on how things are looked at and how things are done.
Well, Robert, that's usually the box office take, isn't that? $40 million. Now, that's what the theaters collect?
Right, that's what the theaters get from.
So, but then they take a bunch out, and the actually movie creators get only a portion of that.
Right.
In the digital world, there's no theaters, there's no parking spaces, there's no overhead. Is the profit margin back to the creators of the movie greater? Because the overhead is totally different in the digital.
It's not necessarily because iTunes and streaming services like that where you rent movies are notoriously take a big portion of the price. And movie theaters and movie studios these days, studios are taking more and more of the ticket price. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something around like 1/5 of the ticket price goes back to the movie theater.
Wow.
Where with the, it, where 4/5 goes to the movie studio. And that's why your popcorn and soda is so expensive because that's really where the movie theaters are making their money.
I can, a large popcorn and a large drink. And that's for two of us.
Yeah.
I mean, not a piece. That's just, you know, a combo there for the two of us. It cost more than to get into the movie by at least $5 if you do that. You know, you don't always have to do that. But
so we can see a emergence from this arena where maybe the industry is challenged and altered by the ability and the capacity of the streaming environment coupled with internet hookups to find a great challenge.
Well, Disney,
which is sad. I mean, I like the local theaters, and it's good to go there.
Oh,
I
mean, big couches coming back. But.
Yeah. Okay, what else do we have here?
Well,
I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back right after that. It's 7:14 in the morning. It's the 15th tax day. Not that we have to worry about that now. It's been put off for a few months.
Well, still file and get your refund if you have
one. Well, yeah, if you're getting a refund, you know, I filed because I'm getting a refund. I make just enough money to pay this. I have never figured out how I get money back from the feds and end up paying the state of California. I have never not paid the state of California something.
They like that.
Yeah. Anyway, And the it's about 53 degrees out there. It's going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings, go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-860.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Reading Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. I'm sure that's to a, you probably Robert knows what that's from. You.
I think it's Dune.
Yeah. Dune. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, they are busting it out there. PPP, of course, the Paycheck Protection Program, is in full swing. And the only people I've heard that have gotten their money are all from Cornerstone Community Bank. It doesn't mean the other ones aren't, but the only ones I've heard about from like four different businesses, I'm just talking to them, we're all discussing, yeah, you put in for this. Oh, yeah, I got my money back and it's already, and it's from Cornerstone Community Bank. Well, all the banks are up to their necks in all of this. But on Monday morning, Jeff Fink, the president of CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, is going to be with us. And he's going to talk about these programs, how it's impacting on the banks, how did Cornerstone start moving the money so fast. I don't, you know, they, but it's been interesting to see such diverse businesses that they've gotten money to already. You can visit bankcornerstone.com and find out more about it. Locally owned, locally operated, two branches right here in town at 1845 California Street, 192 Hartnell Avenue, in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. Go on, find out how they're moving dreams forward even during this time. Dr. Doug McConnell is my guest host, or co-host, and we're here with Robert Burke, who is our film critic at large. Mm-hmm. He talked about the Trolls what?
World Tour.
Yep. And it went straight to streaming and made $30 million the first weekend.
Yeah.
Not bad. Okay, what are some other, you know, people are probably now trying to find after 2 weeks something they haven't seen yet.
Right.
You know, something to watch. Don't mention the Tiger King to me, okay? Did you see Tiger King?
I just watched it last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about Tiger. You know what? There's so many people watching this, and every one of them says essentially the same thing. It's like watching a train wreck right happen in front of you. You can't take your eyes off it. I've so far been able to keep my eyes off it. Should I continue?
You know, I think that Tiger King is definitely overhyped, but I do think that it's a good show. It's very entertaining, and the episodes, I definitely understand why people say it's like a train wreck and you can't look away from it, because after you watch one episode, you kind of just want to keep on going and figure out more about the story. And it's very impressive editing-wise as well, because this is a documentary series. And for a documentary to be as popular as this one, it obviously has to be really entertaining. And this one is. It definitely is. Is it overhyped? Are a lot of people talking about it probably just because they're quarantined and it's the big show right now? Yeah, but it is a solid show, and I would recommend it if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Linda and I started to watch it. We watched like 5 minutes of it, maybe seven. And it was like, we still haven't run through all the rest of the, you know, 10,000 film titles and TV shows that are on Netflix and Prime, or 100,000, God knows how many. And then there's on demand, and you know, all these things you can go into. Okay, what would you recommend to people that, okay, they're reaching now, but you know, on things that they would never have looked at, but would you find would be extremely entertaining to them?
Entertaining. Well, there is a movie that I watched a few days ago, and it was similar to Trolls, where it went. Well, this one did start out in a few theaters, and it was an independent movie, so it was going to have its rollout to more and more theaters. But obviously, that didn't happen because of, you know, the movie theaters getting shut down. So this one went straight to VOD, and it's available to rent for the same price that Trolls is, which was $20. It's expensive, but it was definitely worth it. It's a movie called Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always.
Story of my life. was it a documentary on me?
No, okay. It was not. It was a drama about a girl in rural Pennsylvania, and she has to go to New York to get a medical procedure with her friend, and she kind of has to keep it a secret from her parents because it's an abortion. And it's a very, very well-done movie. It's slow paced, but what's so cool about it is that there's very little dialogue used in the movie. And using little dialogue often can pull audiences away, because dialogue is how they connect to characters. It's a very easy way for characters to just say their feelings. Mm-hmm. But for characters to have to act their feelings instead, to not be able to use words and have to use like only their actions and the actor's abilities, is very, very impressive. And that's definitely something you get with Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. It is a politically charged movie, but the politics they aren't the main focus of the movie, really. It's really just focused on these two 17-year-old girls that are struggling to get this procedure done because they have to stay, you know, the night by themselves, and they can't stay really at a hotel because they aren't old enough to rent one out. And it's a very well-made movie. It's very touching, and I would recommend that you go check it out. It is $20 to rent, which is pretty significant, but if you think about it, you probably spend upwards of $20 going to the movie theaters anyway with gas and tickets and the snacks and everything.
Tickets
so.
And popcorn. Boom.
Yeah.
Right there.
Exactly.
Okay. So that sounds like, does it have an ending that at the end you feel kind of uplifted?
You do.
Because
yeah.
we need uplifting
yep.
movies.
Right.
So that's good. What would you recommend for a movie that people just said, you know, things are really bad, really bad, to make them feel better? I mean, and they don't go through two 17-year-olds having an abortion.
Right.
Okay? With the dialogue. So you got any of those in your little bag there? I mean, you see everything.
Right. Well, during these times, I found that I get a lot of entertainment from stand-up comedy on Netflix. And there's actually a lot of, like, really good stand-up comedy out there. That's streaming on Netflix right now. I don't know if you've heard of it or seen it, but there's this comedian named John Mulaney, and he has three specials on Netflix. They're called New in Town, The Comeback Kid, and Kid Gorgeous, and they are great. They're about an hour long, and they will keep you entertained and laughing the entire time. He has a very like broad appeal with his comedy, so mm-hmm. that a lot of people can enjoy it, and it's not specifically for one demographic of people.
Oh.
And I would highly recommend it. I first saw them back in 2018, but I've rewatched each special probably twice since this quarantine has started, because they're very easy to just kind of take you away for an hour and keep you entertained. And there's three of them. So that's 3 hours right there that you can be entertained.
Okay.
And laugh. That name again was?
John Mulaney.
Mulaney.
He used to be a writer for SNL, and then he went on to become his own stand-up comedian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Robert, thanks for coming in here today, buddy.
Of course.
Yeah.
And sharing with us next week, since we'll probably still be in this next week. Movies for all ages.
Okay.
You know, maybe one for the kids. Like, how many times has Frozen been played, do you think?
Oh.
Frozen 2. I mean,
it's Frozen on my daughter's TV.
Well, see, that's the thing is I have adult friends that can sing every song in there because that's all they hear day after day. So maybe there's another couple, you know, hey, if you got kids, you know, you might want to take a look at this
yeah.
one. They haven't seen it before. And then you millennials and then Generation X. And then you get into the more worldly types. So, okay, buddy.
All right.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Make sure that you wash your hands.
We'll
and
do.
That you social distance yourself from people like we have here in the studios. We're all spread out here. So
yes, we are.
We can't just, you know, infect each other if we were sick, which we're not.
I got a couple uplifting movies if you want to slip it in here at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Return to Me from 2000 with Michael Duchovny and other notable stars. Great plot, great sort of medical theme and about heart transplant. But very, let's see. And then another one, Radio, which Cuba Gooding, I think, does the performance of his career. And it's just called Radio.
Yeah.
True story I've heard, Deep South.
Yeah, I've heard that. And that the fact is a lot of times Cuba Gooding got into, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, Robert, but after he won the Academy Award, he got into a stream of movies that just were not good.
Yeah.
He had a couple of, you know, decent ones there. And so, you know, really.
How about
but that? Then I heard about Radio and that he had done a great job in that.
And the diver in the Navy one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was, and that was a great.
Yeah. Where he was the first black, again, based on a true story.
True story.
Yeah. Okay, Robert, we're turning you loose.
All right.
Go straight home.
Will do.
Okay. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by a business that's not open, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. I want to keep their name out there because at the end of this, I'm going to owe a bracelet. At least a bracelet to my wife after being locked up with me. And I'm just going to go down to Rebecca and say, we were together, locked in the house for 45 days. She says, I have the perfect thing for you.
Wow.
She says, in fact, I may get 6 or 7 because everybody's coming in with that same thing. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Doug McConnell. And I want to – here's some two things I want to talk about. Criteria to open California, because it mm-hmm. just came out yesterday, and criteria to open up the United States. A lot of people have had it. You know, I mean, they, you know, this is long enough. My rights are being infringed on. I think in Wisconsin, they're having a giant gridlock where thousands of cars are going to drive around the Capitol and just stop. They're going to be socially distanced because they're in their cars. and just say enough of this, because she has said you can't even go next door, you can't visit your family, and all of these. Others are, I mean, I think there's a national, you know, enough of this day.
Yep.
So the criteria now is starting to come out. You know, and but you, in your connections, Doug, in the medical field, you know, want to talk about that.
Sure.
But the ones for opening California is interesting because it's coming, maybe it'll come down actually to the counties.
I hope so.
And if it does, I looked at the criteria, and I think everybody's going to be pretty happy about, you know, that we pretty much meet or exceed the criteria to open ourselves up again, open our businesses, and with you know, certain regulations. And then I want to talk about late night show host and what their contribution to society is. So we'll be right back.
Great.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Okay. catch this virus, so you got to stay right here.
Good morning, welcome back, and you know, Ashley, Sue, Jared, you all constantly find virus.
Yeah,
calls.
Where did she find that?
Well, no, you know what? I don't ask them anymore because they just look at me and they say things like, you cannot force me to reveal my sources. So, thanks, Ashley. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, and Home Helpers is really, you know, really pushing out during this time frame because a lot of the caregivers are, you know, back in their homes, and they so that Home Helpers is taking that spot. They're helping people, whether it's a couple hours a day, maybe it's every day, maybe it's 2 hours a day, maybe it's 24 hours a day. Well, Home Helpers are geared to do that. They have the people to do that. Sharon is always looking for good people to join her team. You're not going to find a better place that's going to be taking care of you or your loved ones than Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or look at their website, readinghomehelpers.com. Okay, 7:35 in the morning here on the 15th, about 54 degrees, going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell, my co-host.
Good morning.
And I kind of, you know, two things I wanted to chat about. People, I believe, and rightfully so, our civil liberties, our constitutional rights have been stepped on. In the sense of having to, you know, I mean, you can't go to church service.
Right.
You can watch it on TV and all these other things. You can't congregate.
We have suspended them as a society.
We have suspended them as a society.
For a reason. Much right. like World War II, we rationed materials and gasoline
couldn't
and rubber and tires. And there was a contract, a social contract, that this is necessary for us to do. We can't have free access to the roads, and we can't get new tires on our cars because of the war effort. So that's a social issue within the confines of our Constitution. Yeah. It's because it's willingly.
And I don't want people to think, well, look how easy the government took this away from us. Well, it didn't. They suspended it. And people now are starting to, some of the rules, like the ones from Wisconsin, are really onerous.
Yeah.
Like you can't go next door. You can't visit your family. I mean, it's just thing after thing. And it has really aroused the people of Wisconsin, and I think they're going to practice a safe distancing protest using their cars and calling it gridlock.
Well,
and driving around the Capitol and just stopping.
In truth, in Mississippi, where they were going to stay in their cars at 10 feet apart from cars and go to some open air worship.
Yeah.
They were now adapting what their process was to obey legit biologic rules and virology 101, and the government there, which is remarkable for a deep Southern Baptist area, came in and just had it with a heavy hand find them.
Yeah.
There may be more going on than we know, but the truth is there was nothing biologically that was wrong with what they were trying to do. It was the fact that they were going to do it after being told not to that seemed to spark the ire.
And it wasn't like they were crowded into a church.
No.
And this happened at several drive-ins, and I'm sure it happened at certain drive-ins that you never heard about because it's not a big thing. But there were some areas where then they kind of like really trampled on their right to do something like this.
Right.
But like you said, it's a social contract, and that people are buying into for right now. But, American people being the way we are, I'll give you to May 1st. I'll give you to May 1st because we don't, this is spreading. And people come up with statistics, only this many people. But I don't think I think most people understand this, is how insidious this disease is, this virus is.
It is, but we lose between 40,000 and 60,000 people every year from flu in this country. We do not put it up on a billboard at Johns Hopkins and have it on the nightly news.
Right.
And there is a published death rate from flu, but nationally it's about
More than we've had here.
Pick each year, far more than we have it.
Right.
Now, here's the interesting thing I find. Influenza is still in our society. We've been vaccinated, but even in 17 and 18, that winter, I think the American deaths from that were over 50,000.
Right.
Even being vaccinated.
That's
still going on, but you don't hear about that field. So what I have yet to hear about from anybody, even a physician, is that is this COVID-19 layered on top of that? Are we still having the same 40 million deaths from the flu? Or are some of these people being confused and signed off as COVID? And that seems to be part of what's going on. But we should have a total number of the average annual vaccinated population American influenza deaths. That should go on. That's the nature of the biology. And then this is a new death. But yeah. We have never seen the two separated for this year.
Well, so we have people dying from COVID-19. Are some of the people dying because they had the flu and it was
CCD, the guidelines from the Communicable Disease Center do not require that you test those patients or have evidentiary proof that it's COVID-19 in that patient. Same in Italy, by the way. Yeah. It was just if you had these symptoms and you came in and you died, then we know this is running around. To my knowledge, that was good enough to get that into that category.
The COVID?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think in the United States, the guidelines are that loosey-goosey as well, because, frankly, testing wasn't necessarily available as was all got rolled out.
Yeah.
But there's some questions of the haziness as to what really are we talking about.
From your medical background, do you think we've overreacted to this?
Very possibly. I don't want to – again, I'm not in the infectious disease front lines by any means. I did go to an excellent program here for education in the community by Dr. Miles. And it's very possible that we are hyper-reacting to this. That said, there's no question that hospitals in New York have been affected with a new density of disease that is behaving much differently than just the standard flu. And there are young people who've acquired this. So, and on the cruise ship, same issue there. But there's a lot about this that seems different. But the real question I have is, where's the regular flu in all this? There's been no mention of that. But actually, that's been far more dangerous historically in the country than the current deaths that have contributed to this.
Well, you know, now we're starting to see President Trump has put together a team to come bring us out of this. And they have a framework. And then Governor Newsom has put out a framework. Now, this is not written in concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But he says these are the things he says to be able to get back into normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they'd like to push it down to counties.
And it should be.
I think it should be because you've got counties on the West Coast here.
Mm-hmm.
They've had two cases. We've got two counties up here who've had zero cases.
Mm-hmm. And really we've had a limited number of positive cases.
Very limited. So here's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to monitor and protect communities through testing, tracking positive cases, properly isolate and support individuals. So we don't really have the testing kits out yet. Not enough. We have some of them, and we're getting more and more, and now we have the instant ones.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to prevent infection in high-risk groups, including older residents, homeless, and those with underlying health conditions.
Mm-hmm.
The ability for hospitals and healthcare systems to handle potential surge in cases through adequate staffing, hospital beds, and supplies, including ventilators, masks, and other PPE. The ability to develop therapeutics to meet the demand. What's that?
Well, that's going to be the evolution of drug therapy and or eventually
there may never be a silver bullet on this, though.
Well, what's fascinating, in my opinion, is the politicization of looking at drugs that have been reported to have an effect.
And
it's remarkable to see the kickback whenever the president mentions hydroxychloroquine. You've been in the military, so have I. And that was a common agent that was given freely to people.
Not the same thing.
Well,
for malaria.
At one time in Vietnam, absolutely. Go back to the 60s.
They gave hydroxychloroquine. Because I was, you know, and they said they've gone into it's the same basic drug, but it was different.
Well,
I'm not sure.
It originally was chloroquine, if you go back in the military in early days, and then it evolved to hydroxychloroquine, which is the drug now that was better tolerated. And then it's evolved away from that because there were regions of where the agent became not as susceptible to it. So, but the point was, there's a long history of using it with medical safety.
Let me go through these quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The ability for businesses, schools, and child care facilities to support physical distancing guidelines as well as provide supplies and equipment to workforces and customers to keep them safe from illness. I can imagine the physical distancing is still going to go on. Then now they're talking about enough masks and everything for people to open up again. Developing guidelines to determine when to reinstitute certain measures, such as safer at home guidelines, if necessary, based on relevant data. He's not pushing back at he's not pushing back at Trump. Trump's framework is essentially, it's very similar to that. 30-day shelter in place, followed by 180-day lifting of all mitigation results and a large rebound curve. Some level of mitigation will be needed until vaccines or broad community immunity is achieved for recovering communities. Incidence of infection is genuinely low. Well-functioning monitoring system capable of promptly detecting this. Public care system, health system that is reacting robustly. And a health system has enough inpatient beds and staffing to rapidly scale up in case it comes back.
That's called excess capacity, which hospitals have not been encouraged to create or maintain because of costs.
Oh,
and so
extreme cost.
We have totally taken our healthcare system over my last many years of practice down to just-in-time staffing. In other words, just you only have nurses for the people in the hospital, even if you're a trauma center. I practiced at a big trauma center in Southern California, came up here. It was crazy. On Friday afternoon, they would only staff nurses for the people in there at 5 p.m. I said, well, you know what's going to happen tonight in the ER. They said, well, we'll move people out of ICU. So that was a big deal. They never wanted to be overstaffed, even though they knew they were a trauma center, which makes no sense. That's like not having an army and say, well, we'll call them up when we have a big problem. And
that's called the National Guard.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. Roberta, is it Roberta? Yeah, Roberta, we'll get to you right after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy and her people there are doing yeoman's work when it comes to health care insurance. Do you have it? Should you have it? What about it? We're going to have Judy on here when she's she can work us into her schedule. Their financial side, of course, as you can imagine, is quite busy helping people and making sure that their financial investments are being, you know, are safe and rebounding. And you can give her a call at 221-0441. Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993. Big part of our community. All right, it's 7:46 in the morning and about 54 degrees out there, going up to 82 today on the day previously known as Tax Day. We'll be right back.
Can't touch this. Please don't go outside, ladies and gentlemen. You can't touch this. We literally cannot touch anything. Can't touch this. All right, second verse. Empty shelves, long lines, toilet paper's out, and I can't get wine.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings. Go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-860-9693.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Browsing online, I can feel my addiction. Staying in bed, having no alarms ring.
Welcome back. Staying in bed.
It's my favorite.
That's Julie Andrews.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, I've gotten that movie. That's one of Linda's favorite movies. That's a happy movie.
I love it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our guest at 8 o'clock, hopefully, will be Sheriff McGreeny. I'm not sure. You know, it's kind of a weird time, you know, when people are in and out and all that. 7:51 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Dr. McConnell, thank you for being on the show, and you have such a common sense approach to things, and I really appreciate that. My question is, this flu apparently causes damage in the lungs, and yes, I don't want to die from the flu, but I don't want to get it and have damage to my lungs, and I wonder if Dr. McConnell would talk about that.
Okay, I'll tell you the little I know from getting to the all-day session my wife and I attended by Dr. Miles, who's the local infectious disease expert. But, yes, there's this particular virus comes in through the nasal and oral airways and basically ultimately ends up on the inside of your tracheobronchial tree, causing inflammation. That's the cough part. And ultimately can get down to the pneumocytes, which are the very specialized cells that really sit at the far, it's like a tree, if you think you go all the way up to the top leaves, and up there you find the leaf where basically you have oxygen on, or I'm sorry, your blood flowing on one side and the inspired air on the other, and there's this exchange of oxygen and CO2 and other gases and so forth. The pneumocyte is key because we all live on that membrane, and the minute you get inflammation or reaction, it's thought the presence of this virus induces what's called a cytokine storm, where your body is reacting to this invasion, and you overreact. Or you basically can flood yourself with inflammation, much like if you have a cut, you get the red and the swelling around it pretty quickly. That's your body reacting to the injury and marshaling forces. In truth, it's thought that some of the effects which lead to the hypoxia and the need for ventilators and even ECMO or circulatory support comes from your body's reaction to this virus, where you're sort of flooding and reacting and you cease to oxygenate in that area well. And if that spreads greatly across your lungs, you get lung collapse and atelectasis. And then there's also, if your body eventually cleans that up and survives, there's an element that's thought to be where there's some reaction and scarring of the lung in different people, so different in every person. And if you're, that's one of the modeling thoughts about this drug, hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil, that it is used as an anti-inflammatory in rheumatoid arthritis. quite successfully with a long history. But that is pure supposition and extension of current knowledge that Plaquenil's effectiveness may well be in that anti-inflammatory part of it.
Yep.
And that is known, but how it works, how it might work in this disease is yet to be
Does that answer your question, Roberta?
Yes, I had a second one, though. My mom was an arrested TB patient, so I'm interested in, is this lichen then to the extensive long-term effect that TB produced? And then I'll take that answer on the air, Carl.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, TB is actually a different type of organism that can spread, and you basically your body reacts to TB in your lungs and will wall it off with complex material to isolate the organism. And you can lose lung function from these reactive scars from tuberculosis. Also, when those open up, you can easily spread the organism with coughing. Different organism than a virus, but yeah, TB is still with us and in the world, and very carefully watch it. Every healthcare worker in a hospital is tested yearly to be sure they haven't been exposed to TB. But the lung is a very – it's like the inside of your body exposed to the outside world. And if you get pollution or mixed irritants in there or viral infections, the lung can react. And if it reacts and scars itself, you can lose lung function.
By the way, President Trump has stopped funding the World Health Organization.
I saw that this morning.
Good idea.
I think, well, it's certainly it's a shot across the bow that they basically, it would seem, and again, it's an evolving story, that, yeah, they basically were carrying water for the Chinese in this and saluting their great care in all this. And while knowing that, indeed, they had suppressed the knowledge of human-to-human transfer, that's what I've read, to be totally announced. But again, the World Health Organization is a huge international bureaucracy, and it doesn't mean they don't do good things, but in this case, how did it perform for us? And then finally, the United States is the single biggest contributor. Everybody's screaming today about, we've got to do this. It's in a time of pandemic, and the EU is saying the same thing. Well, then step up and you pay for them. I mean, that it's not
kind of like NATO.
Well, the same basic model.
Well, it's the same thing.
We've carried these for years, and they degrade or they're not properly respected in the United States. So I think Trump's got he's fired a cannon. We'll see where it comes out. I'm sure there's going to be an international political solution. I think we need a functional World Health Organization. I think this is a chance to help maybe right the ship.
It's interesting that the models that they're using were so totally wrong in the sense of the numbers because they were projecting on numbers and on supposition, as you have to do in computer models. Of course, they put the best data they had in there, and now they're dropping the numbers and dropping the numbers on a regular basis. I wonder, when you see the computer modeling just open up another door and really get people excited, global warming. They're using modeling to show that the world is going to be, dead by the year 2030.
And many of the projections have been wrong or haven't come to pass, or there's a new model dimension that says, well, that we suspended that warming for 10 years. But the truth is, modeling and computers give this aura of science.
You got 1 minute.
Okay. Okay. Real quick. So, and it sounds so scientific, but the truth is, you can model a new plane because you can predict the horsepower. You can define the wing and lift and the weight of the plane. It's science. That's physics. Yeah. But when you come down to biologic systems that involve people and migration and interaction, modeling biologic systems, the number of variables that go into that. We still learn about them all the time. And in truth, in this virus and how it interacts and where it goes in the body, this is like charting unknown territory. So you don't really have a good map. But instead of taking the model and shutting down the country, one might taking a little different approach. But the other side is you want to err on caution. And I think the president did do that.
I think that this is a non-winner for either the president or the governors. If you ignore it,
mm-hmm. you get the, you know, 80 million deaths, you know, they'll tar and feather you. Mm-hmm. If you react the way that the doctors are saying, you know, that this is the best way we can handle this, mm-hmm. then you get tarred and feathered by the ones, but you're not going to be chased out of town if you err on the side of caution.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole lot of ventilators we will never have used. Madly, imagine modeling D-Day.
Well, as we say in the military, there's no plan survives the first round downrange. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and Sheriff Eric McGreeny will join us right after the news.
Economic report is fueling a sell-off on Wall Street. Retail sales suffered a record 8.7% decline last month. Correspondent Jeremy House says a drop fueled by the coronavirus pandemic that has shut down the economy.
The deterioration of sales far outpaces the previous record decline of 3.9% that took place during the depths of the recession in November of 2008. Auto sales dropped 25.6% while clothing store sales collapsed, sliding 50.5%. Restaurants and nightclubs reported a nearly 27% fall in revenue.
Also today, the Fed reporting that manufacturing output fell 6.3% last month, led by plunging production at auto plants that have entirely shut down. The Senate not through trying to secure $250 billion to shore up the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program.
Senate Republicans will try again tomorrow to pass additional funding via unanimous consent, a process by which one senator can present and win approval for a bill if nobody objects. But since the $2.2 trillion CARES Act was passed by an actual 96-0 vote in late March, nothing much has appeared unanimous on the Senate floor. A similar effort met with objection last week, with Democrats demanding the new funding come with a host of new conditions, including that half of it be set aside for businesses owned by women and minorities. Bob Agnew reporting.
Chinese authorities reportedly waited close to a week before going public, sounding an alarm over the spread of the coronavirus in Wuhan. But by then, more than 3,000 people were infected. That report from the AP, based on a review of internal documents, as well as estimates from experts who reviewed infection data. Checking Wall Street now, the Dow is down 635 points. The NASDAQ off 134. The S&P down 73. More on these stories at townhall.com.
About to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law, and we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, a reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Denmark beginning to reopen nursery and primary schools. The country takes its first steps toward easing the virus restrictions.
Denmark's youngest children are heading back to school. New safety rules mean that children will be kept further apart than usual. There will be strict cleaning regimes and, where possible, lessons are to be held outside. For now, other lockdown restrictions remain in place. The borders are closed, gatherings are limited to 10 people, and businesses such as bars, restaurants, gyms and hairdressers are shut.
That's the BBC's Adrienne Murray. It wasn't unexpected, but there is now a ban on visitors to Egypt's famed pyramids. Amid the virus pandemic, the government has stepped up preventative measures, culminating in a ban on all international flights into and out of the country. The worldwide pandemic could financially drown the vulnerable Egyptian economy. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Some congressional Democrats want to require federal health officials to post daily data breaking down COVID-19 cases and deaths by race and ethnicity.
The lawmakers say the demographic data is needed to address any disparities in the national response to the coronavirus outbreak, which is taking a disproportionate toll on African Americans and other non-white populations. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, one of several sponsors of the legislation in the Senate, said in a statement, To effectively slow the spread of the virus and to ensure our response is robust and equitable, we need comprehensive national data on who's getting infected, who's getting treatment, and who is dying. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
German police have arrested four suspected ISIS members. They were allegedly plotting an attack on U.S. military facilities. Federal prosecutors say the suspects are all citizens of Tajikistan. They were arrested early today at various locations in western Germany. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 653 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 805 in the morning, and the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. They're the front line of defense when it comes to COVID-19. They're coming, they're getting the patients are coming to them if they have it, luckily. Or maybe it's just because the kind of independent people we are up here in Shasta County, the rate is low. And as the doctor said yesterday, he says, we come up here, people come here because they're independent, because they don't like being around other people, being stuffed into housing like that. So they, so we've been naturally distancing ourselves for decades, maybe centuries up here. So maybe that's had something to do with it. Shasta Regional Medical Center, though. Ashley, what's the weather look like? I mean, it's absolutely beautiful out there.
Yep, you can pretty much say that for the rest of the week. We are looking at mostly sunny skies today with a high of 82, which will be our warmest day throughout the foreseeable future. We'll be dropping down over the weekend, 74 on Saturday, and our first chance of rain will come on Sunday. But we will have some gusty winds between now and then. Tomorrow we're looking at gusts as high as 22 miles per hour, so make sure everything is tacked down in your backyard.
Yeah, this would be another honeydew for a duck. Get everything tacked
down.
No
drone flying.
Nothing like that. Okay, hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And yesterday, Chuck Kenny and his people went down to the veterans clinic and fed everybody, fed all the doctors and nurses and everybody there. They had a big pizza lunch, and he's doing the same thing today to another portion of the VA. The other clinic they have on Cypress, and then another one on Eureka tomorrow. So Chuck believes in giving back and the fact that they're out there helping people. And they've got a lot of great – they at the VA have a lot of great information. If you just go to their page and the COVID. I can hear you with your peanuts there, buddy.
I'm sorry. won't touch them. It's just great. I'm driving me crazy. As soon as I get done here, I'm eating them.
Gosh. Hey, my guest host today is Dr. Doug McConnell, who has a different outlook on COVID-19 than a lot of other people. Not a different outlook, but as we pointed out in the last 30 minutes, that people are about reached the point where this is enough. We can suspend our Constitution in a social contract like we did in World War II. But at a certain point, we have to have – somebody's got to give us a way forward. And then we talked about President Trump's way forward, that the criteria for opening, and then Gavin Newsom's criteria for opening. Thank goodness he's talked about maybe taking it down to the
county
level, because these counties are a lot different. L.A. is totally different than us. And then our guest for this hour is Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
And I fully support taking things to the – leaving it to the county, leaving it to the people.
County.
Who know their county, the public health officer, on certain positions. Myself as sheriff, I collaborate almost daily with the chiefs here, with both City of Reading, City of Anderson, so we know what's best for our communities up here. And these blanket policies that they're shoving out, using this COVID as a platform to launch their different agendas is pretty disturbing.
You know, and you've got to take a look at this. This is something we've been saying since the very beginning of the station, is that Southern California is the dog, and we're kind of at the tail. the point of the tail, and we get whipped around, and things that I can understand you may want to keep in Los Angeles and some of these places that have higher rates, and people are stacked on top of each other. But, you know, the fact is that it is different. We've got two counties up here that hasn't even had a case yet.
And we are not a large – I mean, we're a large city for the North State, but we're not a large metropolitan area where we don't have people living on top of each other. A lot of us can go out in our backyards and not see our neighbors. And people choose that lifestyle. They choose to live up here for that ability, that freedom, and to pass blanket regulations and laws and impose policies statewide makes it difficult. There's a lot of things that have come out recently here that we can talk about in the next hour that are extremely frustrating. I mean, we could fill 2-3 hours of some of the stuff they're trying to do.
One of our listeners said that Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams wants to stop the modeling projections. He only wants facts, not 6 to 12 month.
Well,
shutdowns and vaccination focus.
I think he's correct. We're being whipped around by modeling and best guesses. And I fully support what the sheriff just said. The ability of a local population to manage itself intelligently, and you can look at even the businesses my wife and I have been in, they've changed how they work.
Sure.
Be it Costco, other places. But to shut everything down is crazy. It reminds me of the book Atlas Shrugged, you know, where the engine of the country stops and problem. But we can solve this. And they just need to let us do it, which, by the way, is how the United States was built, from the local systems up. And I think we need to be given authority
to our local leaders.
Yeah, we had a conversation yesterday up at our command post, and we had some I'm going to have to get the terminology right here. Epidemiologist,
there you
I think,
go.
Is how it's said. Is that right?
Yeah, right on.
Okay. A statistician, as I call him. But they were given the modeling, the projections for the state, for what they think or might anticipate. But that at the end of it, the discussion evolved into, I'll use the illustration, do we rip off the Band-Aid? Do we open everything up, know that there's going to be a potential for increase, maybe some surges to the hospitals? Heaven forbid, hopefully not, but there could be a few people that succumb to this. But do we get back to normal, or do we continue what we're doing for a long period of time and hoping to keep that bubble, that spike?
You keep the curve flattened.
Right.
Well, and the thing
that's
about
a tough
that
debate.
Is, it is, and you're damned if you are and damned if you're not. But the thing about it is the keeping the social distancing,
mm-hmm.
opening business, but keeping the social distancing like that, you know, so people are practicing good health. Like that, you know, I mean, well, you know, what kind of impact it would be. But one of the things about before anybody opens is, are our hospitals prepared with all the equipment, with all the people, with all the PPE to hit a surge mm-hmm. if it does come?
And that obviously is one of the great things that was uncovered by all this. And the truth is that should be manageable in part of this reopening to create those surge responsibility capabilities. Yeah. But the truth is in the medical world, all elective surgery has been canceled and put off. So that is a bulging and continuing medical need of hips that are, you know, painful, knees that need to be replaced, lung issues that need to be addressed, colonoscopies that need to get done. I mean, that has to be addressed, and you just can't say, well, we're not going to do that.
Right.
And we have furloughed nurses and surgical techs. I've called my heart team from Shasta Regional, and they've cut back on the surgery except for urgent heart surgeries. But there's mitral valves and aortic valve patients out there that are hanging in borderline potential heart failure or pulmonary edema that have to be addressed. But we've cut down our actual functional hospitals
and
beds in this time, which is like crazy, waiting for something to happen.
Well, you also have that elective surgeries, let's just say this, that elective surgeries keep the lights on in these hospitals.
Uh-huh.
People are being furloughed, anesthesia nurses and just as an example.
Well, anesthesiologist.
See, and this is the first time in 30 years I haven't been employed. And then you get to certain places like New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know, they've run out of people. Their people are sick. They're in all these. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start talking with, you know, the sheriff here about turning people loose, one of his favorite things. Hey, you know what?
Yeah,
one of the things that comes up is that one of the ways that you can be infected is, of course, through, you know, your hands get on something, and then you put your hands around your face,
yep.
Which people do on an average of 50 times an hour, anywhere from 17 to 50 times an hour, which I found really strange. But there's a place in town here called Gendra's Auto Service 76. It's on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. You drive in, somebody comes out, they pump your gas, they clean your glass, they check your air pressure and your tires.
Huh.
You hand them the card, they run it for you right in front of you, and they and then you're on your way. You never have to leave your car. You don't have to touch the gas nozzle. You don't have to do any of that stuff. Gendra's Auto Service has been around a long time, and they have been supporting community events. They've been supporting everything that helps make this city such a great place. Gendra's Auto Service. I watched it yesterday.
So what good is it to take your kids to the gas station then? Make them get out and watch your window.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, that's yeah. But still, it's kind of like the old days.
Yep.
You know, when you used to go into Leesburg. One of my first jobs, also along with Doug's, was, you know, I worked in a service station. I pumped gas. I cleaned windows. I checked the oil. I checked the tire pressure. I took their money. You know.
I was 16. That was my first job. Ben was the guy that owned the station. And I said, now can you teach me how to change oil? And back then you had to clean points and distributors and all that. So it was an apprenticeship. But I was proud of it, getting paid minimum wage to wash windows.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back with Sheriff Eric McGreedy, 8:16 in the morning here on the 15th of April. And it's a beautiful day, going up to 82 today.
Good.
Please stay home. Your colleges are closing. Work online and stay in your pajamas. And if your major is performing, just sing inside your bedroom till the temperatures are warming. Stay inside. Don't leave your house.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings. Go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-86693.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown. But what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 820 in the morning here on the 15th. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We talked about how a lot of the elective surgeries have stopped. All elective surgeries, probably a few exceptions, have stopped. But Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only area hospital with a Da Vinci 10i surgery robotic system. This means that it's a lot less invasive, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, fully accredited chest pain center, and in one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization, Shasta Regional. We're here, my guest co-host today is Dr. Doug McConnell, and we're here with Sheriff Eric Magrini. And one of the things that the sheriff has been speaking of lately is turning people loose.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like the state has decided that we need to turn criminals loose.
Yeah, because infinite wisdom again. They know best with these state regulations. So,
what's the background behind this?
So, the onset of it was called SB 10, Senate Bill 10, which was supposed to be decided in November by the voters. And what that is this zero cash bail, not to be confused with no cash bail, meaning you cannot bail out. This is, if you get booked, there is no bail schedule. It's $0, so we have to release you. And so this was, again, something that was supposed to be decided in November. And as they have done with many other things, the state has decided that they need to use this platform to help us because they're really concerned about the public, protecting the public, protecting the inmates, protecting everybody. Which just makes me shake my head. I'm trying to choose my words lightly here today. But they have imposed this on us. And judicial counsel, not to be confused with our Supreme Court justices here in Shasta County, but the judicial counsel, the state judicial counsel, passed this last week. And it went into effect Monday, a couple days ago, at 5 p.m. And what that meant for us is we had the release. We identified, I think it was 47 current inmates in the Shasta County Jail that possibly fell within those confines, within the crime classifications that would allow them to be released.
And what were these crime classifications, just as an example?
I should have brought the list for you because you both would lose your mind.
Well, give us a try.
You can't make this stuff up, but elder abuse.
Oh, my God.
There's no cash bail. Child abuse. You could abuse a 9-year-old child. We show up, we arrest you, and we book you, but you're going to get released.
we can't hold sexual assault of a 9-year-old.
Physical abuse.
Physical abuse, okay. Not sexual. That's different.
The sex crimes are still there.
All right.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Wow. So an axe.
So if you have people,
you hit somebody with a baseball bat.
Yeah. So yeah. So you're in there. You've been arrested for these crimes like this,
mm-hmm.
and now the state has said these type of crimes. You've got to turn the people.
We got to turn the people loose because they're trying, and they're again infinite wisdom. They think it's best that we turn these people loose so that these new arrestees for these potential crimes that might be committed out there, we don't bring these people into the jail and.
Pollute
the jail. So, for lack of a better term, but we don't bring any COVID people inside the jail. We already have screening processes set up. We work with our medical provider in there to properly screen, to do the temperature checks. We have a whole one-page questionnaire before these people come in. In addition to that, we have isolation cells. We have a pod that we've now dedicated because our bookings are down. So our numbers are down, our percentages are down in the jail. So we've been able to isolate a certain area of the jail should somebody come in or somebody be identified in custody that has COVID. But instead, they've taken that power away from us. They've taken that authority away from us. They've passed these blanket regulations, and they've now told us these people can't be booked. And, in fact, the people that are in that haven't been arraigned yet, that haven't gone to court yet, those are the ones you have to release. So of the 47, we went through and working with the DA, and the DA worked with the courts and identified 13 that really couldn't be argued. Those were automatic, got released out the front door. Another 8, the DA felt that she could, wanted to argue with, not argue, but have the court hear.
Yeah, she could argue the case that they should stay there.
And 6 of those, she was successful in helping us keep in custody. So it's great work by her. And then the remaining, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think it was 27, if I'm doing the math right, were we felt and the DA felt and the courts felt didn't meet that criteria to be released. Mm-hmm. So then the burden falls on the defense to try to petition or file a motion to have them. And again, it's we have the capacity. We have the ability to hold these people, to hold them accountable. And accountability is the one thing that our justice system has been lacking lately. As we've all heard and known, you know, the revolving door mantra, which I hate to use. But nonetheless, it was something that we were wrestling with. Now we have the room. And now the state has come in and handed out blanket policy telling us we can't hold, you can't even book these people. You can book them, but you're going to release them.
Now,
so you catch somebody in the middle of the night, break out your window, ruffling or rummaging through your car. You detain them. Law enforcement shows up. It could be as simple as a citation, put them back on their bicycle and send them down the road. Or you can take them and book them, but they're going to be out within
I would like you to
minutes.
Take them and book them, if nothing else.
Sure. Yeah.
Does their past arrest record come into this in any way? Let's say that individual with a child assault, if he has been there 3 times previously with different children, or does that affect this decision, or is it just that one crime?
So it's there? That one crime, however, and that's a good point, Doc, so thank you. What they have, what we do have the ability to still do is called a bail enhancement. I think it's a 1269 motion. And what that allows us to do, but again, it's another step, it's an inconvenience, it's one more form, it's one more box we have to check, but if it's important enough, we're going to do it. We're going to do it with a lot of these. Is you can fill out this form, call the judge. If it's after hours, unfortunately, you might have to wake that person up and request a bail enhancement. So this person has this criminal history of this. I feel like if he's not held, then these crimes will continue for these reasons. But the burden's on the officer to articulate that to the judge. And if the judge agrees, then he enhances, sets a bail, and then we can hold.
Okay.
Now that's case by case, though.
Case by case.
At 2 a.m.
Exactly.
This thing is happening about the zero bail. And it's like you said, it's not no bail, which means that you have to keep them.
Right.
This is zero bail, and it's based on, quote, supposedly their ability to pay and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it's going to do, essentially, is put every bail bondsman, not every one of them, but it'll put most of them, pretty much put them out of business. And Holly Hoekstra, which is Holly's bail bonds, has been on before, very articulate, talking about this thing and the impact it's going to have on law enforcement. Because, just to say it, some people just aren't, they don't belong on the streets.
Right.
But if they come in and they say, well, I'm indigenous, I don't have any money, according to this thing, they've got to turn them loose, depending on what the crime
is. And the additional madness, this whole thing is crazy, but not only did it go into effect immediately, without any input, without any, it was done, not even a roll call vote. It was done on a conference call. A voice vote on a conference call, not in person. So
one listener is listening to
whoever.
Get back into the microphone.
Yeah.
Window.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
it goes, it expires or sunsets 90 days after the governor ends his declaration, whenever that is. So for some reason, that 90-day window, it still needs to remain in existence. Again, it's the frustrating things I've dealt with here in the recent past.
By the way, we are now Facebooking this live, so you can see Sheriff McGreeny's expression on his face. I mean, a lot of times you can tell by the
body language.
This military presence. You just keep that same look on your face and all that. But when he's talking about it, it's the frustrations level of the law enforcement are trying to get their arms around crime, and now this and. Well, in the future, what could be happening?
Yep.
Hey, we got to take a break. Terry, we'll come back to you right after we get off the break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century, a veteran-owned business, voted best in the North State. This is who handles our HVAC. It's an essential business now. It's going to be 82. Are you tired of not seeing anybody? Are you tired of staying home? Well, give Alliance Heating and Air a call. They'll be there. They'll send their technician over. He'll safely distance. He's masked. He'll come out and fix your stuff. He may not even have to come in your house. Just go around the back, fix your HVAC, change your filters, make sure everything is working right. Fix your thermostat if it's needed, and then gone. But now you're ready for the upcoming summer. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Good time. It's kind of one of those things you want to get done, and now you have the time to do it. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Wash my hands till I can't no more. I'm gonna clean and then clean some more. I'm gonna wash my hands till I can't no more. I'm gonna clean and then clean some more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. I just want people to keep in the forefront here is that we wouldn't be eating, we wouldn't be having, we wouldn't have toilet paper, even though some stores obviously don't have it.
Had it.
Yeah. And it comes out every day, but it disappears. Except for the truckers out there. And SST Oil has been delivering gas and diesel, kerosene, jet fuel for aircraft, all of these things over the western United States. But they're keeping the trucks rolling. And that's what's keeping us on the ground. That's keeping us fed. That's keeping us able to drive when we can drive. All of this out of companies just like SST Oil. And they've been with us over 52 years. A quiet company that does so much for our community, supports so many different great 501s and the veterans. SST Oil. They're always looking for good employees. They are the ones that sell the monitor heaters, the Toyo heaters, and the Toyo water heaters also. If you want to learn more, if you're interested in working for a company that's an employee-owned, give them a call at 241-1167. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny and my co-host, Dr. Doug McConnell. Let's go to the phones. Terry, thanks for waiting.
Sure. Good morning, you guys. Sheriff, I certainly don't envy you. I mean, you got a lot dumped in your lap, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're plugging along. Thanks, Terry.
Yes, you are. Anyway, there's a couple of things here. Last night, President and Surgeon General Jerome Adams told the American public that they have now dumped the original models of COVID-19 spread. Now, I know yesterday when the program was on, those gentlemen were talking about the models of COVID-19. Well, as of about 6 p.m. Pacific time yesterday, those have been dumped. So anything that's been put out by the COD or the WHO has been dumped, and they're now using the real data. The president also stated that he was looking at opening up the nation in May. So there are some things moving ahead, and Sheriff, you're absolutely right. This should go to the counties. There's nobody that has a better pulse of what goes on in the community other than us people here that live here. So I think you're absolutely right in that. And then one other quick thing, too, to address some of the things you were talking about the state's making you do. Hamid Dillon, who is the chief of the Dillon Law Group, she was on Laura Ingraham last night, and Amit and Mark Muser, who ran for Secretary of State, also is an attorney for the Center for American Liberty, and a very good friend of us here in the North State, comes up a lot and will be up in the next couple of weeks, speaking to people. They have won a lawsuit in Riverside and San Bernardino County, which banned all out-of-home participation in religious services. Now, we also have access to Jay Sekulow of the ACLJ, who was our attorney for the Tea Party for Pecan for 7 years. So in a case we won against the IRS. So, you know, I think that we really do have to take things back into consideration here. I think we've got to use common sense, as you guys have been saying, absolutely. You know, you still wash your hands, you still keep some of that distancing going, but I think we need to start reopening things here. And if it's okay with the president, then it sure has to be okay with us.
Well, we in the first part of the show, we talked about his proposed plan. Then we talked about Newsom's plan. They're very similar about getting us back out and getting us going again. So let's just hope that they move forward with this thing. Thanks a lot.
Well, the thing, the latest we heard on Newsom is that that isn't the case. I mean, that's the latest that we heard. That was last night. Now, a lot of times, I know you guys would never believe this, but sometimes a politician will say one thing and do another. So, you know, the deal is that, you know, we've got to do is work together as a community and use good common sense. I mean, we certainly don't want to, you know, look at the good people who serve us in law and order as Gestapo. We don't want to look at them or put them in a position for that. Now, the other thing is, too, again, we'll be talking to Mark and, you know, Hamid, who was on, as I said, Laura last night for about a 6 or 7 minute segment. So we have access to all these people, and I think we need to start using that access and using it to help people like our sheriff, who's an elected official, who, you know, and you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You've got these regulations, yet you do have some latitude because of the Constitution of the United States and, of course, the Constitution of California.
Okay. Hey, Kerry, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for your call. You know, we talked about having this thing end. Everybody, through social contract, as Doug, you very articulately pointed out, you know, we needed this because this was an unknown. This was unknown. We didn't really know at the beginning of this how
Correct.
Bad this could be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But we can't, at the end of it, we've got to make sure that we've got things in place that that once we open up, and I truly believe it's got to come down county by county.
Yes.
And look at how we're set up for this. You know, we've got great health care up here. We have great, you know, we've got, you know, our law enforcement is on the job. People listen up here, and people just automatically distance ourselves anyway. That's why we're up here.
Right.
And I think that coming back down the county is a great idea, but we need that criteria. And it's got to be so we can say, yes, we got this, and this. So we're going to start opening, mm-hmm. you know, on a selective basis. One of the big things is education. I mean, education, you know, I saw, you know, I think if you really want to get to your kids, just say, oh, hey, look, you lost this much school, so everybody has to repeat last year's grade and watch, you know, see what happens. But, okay, let's move on from that. The amount of guns.
Yeah, I know.
That were bought last month, and it looks like this month, have set new records.
Really?
Okay. Totally. Throughout the United States mm-hmm. and in California.
Yep.
What impact do you see on this?
Sure.
They're not all Republicans buying guns.
Right. And I don't see, you know, you have the Assemblyman Miguel Santiago out of East L.A., who's now written a letter and trying to introduce legislation to suspend gun and ammo sales in California. And again, it's one of those knee-jerk reactions. I mean, I think what's the negative to buying guns and ammo? I mean, I haven't found one yet. And ironically, in the midst of all that, our calls for service, at least here for us, the sheriff's office, down 30%.
Wonderful.
30%. So people are being responsible. They're staying at home. We haven't had a spike in shootings. We haven't had people going out and committing robberies. That is not happening. People that buy the guns, there's background checks that are already in place. There's fingerprints. There's all the mechanisms that are in place to be responsible and keep people, allow the people that buy those guns to be legally authorized to have them. So to impose on that and impinge on that in any way, and I'm going to read a quote here. This is what he says, an increased population of firearms in our state not only poses a greater risk to children and families who are largely confined to their homes, but also to our communities facing racially motivated or otherwise targeted hate. Show me where that's happening. I don't see it, and maybe I live in a bubble. But.
Well, no, it's not, and you're absolutely right, Eric. But here's the thing about this. People are going in to buy their guns, and all of a sudden they're finding out all these regulations. Mm-hmm. Okay, I come in, I have to do a background check. Okay, I understand that. Okay, now this could take longer because they're overwhelmed. Oh, okay, I mean I can't take my gun home today? No, right. You've got a 10-day wait. Okay, all right. Well, then I can buy some ammo. Well, no, not really, not till you get your gun. No. And people are all of a sudden, I was reading an article about it, people are just astounded that they had no idea that all these regulations were on. And these are not all Republicans buying guns. These right. are not all independents. Gun owners already have guns.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I didn't run out to buy a gun. I've got one, and that's more than enough. But all these people that are going out, have they learned that we could have a breakdown? It would only take the trucking community to be gone for 3 days.
That's true.
3 days, or 50% of the trucking community go down. Okay, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Just got going on a good
Subject. I've got Doug McConnell here as my co-host, and, of course, Sheriff Eric McGreeny as our guest. It's 53 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. We'll be right back.
The way...
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings. Go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I've got the phone lines filled up, and so we'll go to that in just a second. But tomorrow, we're going to have on the new county executive officer from Shasta County at 7 o'clock in the morning talking about what's going on. We haven't met him yet. We'll talk about him a little bit and then what the, you know, the county's looking at. But also right after that at 8 o'clock, Joe Rodola from the Small Business Administration. With all these different things that are going on, people are sending me questions. I'm forwarding them to Joe about the PPP plan, the Small Business Loan Plan, all of these. So he's going to be back on at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So if you've got questions, this is a great time to discuss it with him. I'm here, of course, with Sheriff Eric McGreeny and my co-host, Dr. Doug McConnell. And let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning. You have a question?
Actually, I have two comments. I'll try to be quick. So you can tell by some of the sheriff's comments on his, he's a little dissatisfied with the state kind of telling us what to do, as I think a lot of us are. And so related to that theme is just remember, everybody, the executive order, it's from the governor. It's a he or only his state health officer who says to order us in place. Well, a bureaucrat unaccountable to the voters cannot order me to do anything, especially stay home. Guidance from the federal government, I'm sure the sheriff read it on the very first page in bold letters, says this is guidance only. The states will make their own decisions. So none of this stuff is mandatory, people. It's not mandatory. And this is going to happen again. This is going to happen again. And we need to be ready to, especially with the data we're getting from this first coronavirus event, I think we're going to be able to make more smarter choices as far as targeted isolation, quarantine, et cetera. And I hope the sheriff supports that. And so the second comment I have, if the sheriff would like to know some very important information, please, Sheriff, you and your captains, your sergeants, please listen to the archives of the Jefferson Radio, March 22nd and March 29. There is some absolutely critical information in there how the state took away the sovereignty of the constitutional office, and the public needs to be aware of that, and that affects how you represent us with the state, the overbearing state we live in, and I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Monique, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a, you're on live.
Am I on the air?
You are.
Oh, geez. Okay, my name is Monique, and I was wondering, is this a unfunded, I lost my words because I'm so nervous. I apologize.
Is it an unfunded? Is
mandate.
The, yeah, mandate.
State mandate. Is this an unfunded state mandate?
So,
hello.
I'm going to answer, Monique. This is Eric McGreeny. How are you?
Good. How
good
are
to
you?
Hear. I don't get to see you on Tuesday morning, so it's good to hear your voice.
Hey, Monique, when you call, you say long-time listener, first-time caller. You know that kind of thing.
Okay, got it. Okay, sure. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Got it.
Okay.
So there is no real. So there is no funds attached to this. This no cash bail. Because obviously we're not taking them in, so there is no unfunded liability to us. But what is, what has cost us money, and we were talking about this at the break, is the CDCR or the prisons have shut down, have closed their doors, so they're not taking any new people in. They're not moving people from prison to prison, nor are they allowing us, the local sheriffs, to deliver our inmates, sentenced inmates, to the prisons. They did a 30-day moratorium on that. And they just, we got a, I got an email yesterday saying they're going to continue it for an additional 30 days. So now 60 days. So now we are forced to hold these sentenced inmates that should be transported, dropped off, and come under the care and control of the prison system. We're now forced to hold these people. So then the next question comes in because they passed this, again, with no funding. So through our legislative reps and and through letters and different meetings, the state finally agreed, okay, we need to pay you guys for housing our inmates, essentially. So the state has agreed to give us $96 and some change a day. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but somewhere right around there. And our daily rate is around $114. So it doesn't even pay the full amount. So we're going to lose money on this deal. Again, state shoving something onto us. On top of that, we have an inmate. I'm sorry, go ahead, Monique.
No. Go ahead with the inmate. Tell me about the inmate. Go ahead.
So we have a current one that's supposed to be, as we speak, should be in prison, who is now sitting in a local hospital because he had a medical condition, and we're having to pay to have him guarded and sit at that medical hospital and incur medical costs on a county dime.
24 hours a day for your
right.
Guards
right.
Got to be there 24 hours a day.
So you can see how quick that winds up the old calculator. So
I got it.
So now I wrote an email yesterday trying to get some clarification and trying to get a decision on and get funding back to us for these medical costs. And as of right now, the answer is no. We'll keep pushing, but one more thing the state's doing too.
Yeah, the sheriff's going to still bill them. Okay. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Monique.
Okay, I have a question. Can I ask the question?
Yes, yeah, I've got other people waiting too. And we're running out of time.
Thank you. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, Mr. McGreeny, a state mandate is the governor has an opportunity to suddenly change it all because whatever the situation may be. So he made a state mandate. What you need to do is look for the federal guidance on maybe the unfunded Reform Act, Federal Reform Act of 1995 under Reagan. Find something in there and fight this. Because I'm telling you, if you keep releasing these individuals, more than just the cost of paying for one guy in the jail cell, you are putting that burden right back on the constituents in your community. So please don't stop fighting. This is not the way we need to do it. The governor knows it. So you need to please dig your feet in and get this fight going because this is inappropriate for our community, our municipality.
Thanks. Thank you, Monique.
Hey, thanks,
we will
Monique.
Keep fighting.
And thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Okay, Ron, good morning. You're live on the air. Do you have a question for Sheriff McGreeny?
Yes, I do. These bandits have been breaking into our businesses, vehicles, homes, and our buildings for a long time, and they keep doing it over and over. So are you going to release the names of these bandits that are going to be released, so we know if it's the same guys that have been breaking into our places, so if they're getting out. So anyhow, that's my question. I'll take it on the air. Thank you.
Yep. No, thank you. And I did. I provided some of our local media with the list of the 13 the names of the 13 people we were releasing. I also provided them with the new bail schedule and the crimes that are no longer have a zero cash bail. So very good question. I'll put that up on our Facebook page as well.
And we'll share it on ours to make sure we get out that many, because that's a good idea. Yeah, Ron, we're being warned.
Yep. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, only got 2 minutes left. You put something out on the air that had nothing to do with crime. You wrote a letter about stopping fishing.
Right.
This proposed,
That's today at 10 o'clock that's being reheard.
Yeah.
Really?
Because of when they've talked about just stopping fishing to.
Again, another blanket regulation. I laugh not because it's funny, because it's so frustrating. I don't know what else to do.
Well, you wrote a letter in opposition of this.
Right.
And you had over 202,000 hits on this.
Right. It's obviously a passion of the North State. It's a passion of mine. I know that.
Oh, it's a passion, I think, of more than the North State.
Yeah.
But biologically, it makes no sense.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
I jumped on that call last week that the state had to try to hear this argument, and they got flooded. And there's so many people jumped on that they couldn't even get a quorum on because the lines were full, and they couldn't even get their own board members on, and it turned into a total debacle with people yelling at each other And so they postponed it, and it's today at 10 o'clock. So if you're listening and you have a passion for fishing, please, I know I'm going to leave here and I'm going to go get on early. But I plan on being on that 10 o'clock call as well.
Okay.
Good for you.
Hey, crime down?
Crime is down.
People are at home.
Reported crime is down anyway.
Oh, okay.
Our calls for service are down.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to say it because people will
don't jinx it.
People will not understand the humor I have when I'm talking, if I said this. But Hey, thanks a lot. You know, Sheriff, your guys and girls are out there in the front lines. They're still going out. They're still arresting people. The people they're arresting usually are probably not been tested.
Right. They're fighting a good fight, and they show up every day, and no complaints, and they all have good attitudes and doing a great job.
Are your jail personnel kind of saying, hey, it's...
It's probably safer right now. Everybody's quarantined.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Doug,
thank you so much for being with us today.
Happy to do it.
And like I said, tomorrow we have our new CEO of Shasta County join us at 7, and then Joe Rodola from the Small Business Administration at 8. On Friday, we have Donnell Ewart, head of Health and Human Services. So we're kind of keeping things, you know, keeping everybody informed.
Great.
Have a great day. It's good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys and pay attention to that social contract at the same time getting our constitutional rights back.
Agreed.
And I'll keep this world.